Zeknishmas Avi Murray after we saw Pilchas, Zeknishmas Daniel Shane, was Yoshua Falach, Zeknishmas Shlomo Zalman ben Eliyahu. Okay, good morning, everybody.
All
Okay. Okay, so we're pack of 30. So there's all 30, 31, 32. That's the counting. It's almost like Van Volmer,
right.
Okay, so this is the story. So the very important Yesodus here. We're trying to do that today. Azoy. Yerech says the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Reis. Yerech shenispashal b'al gid hanasha. If you have a thigh that you cooked the hanasha, right? So the question is the Gid HaNasha going to answer the Yerech? So Reish Bo B'no Sein Tam, Reish Asura. So if it's B'no Sein Tam, then it's, in other words, there's no Shishim in the Yerech connected to the Gid HaNasha, then it's going to be Asur. And if not, it's going to be Mutter. And this opinion holds that Yesh begidim and no sin tam. Because if you all aim begidim and no sin tam, that means that so even if you don't have shishim, it's going to be mutter. So the verse says, "Amashul basho." See, if it's nisbasho, see, in other words, you had the yerech and you had the gid hanasha, and you cooked it in water, so then the tam is going to be nisbashit, and then the question of shishim. Aval nitzlaba, but if you only roasted it, so then what? Aval nitzlaba kolay for ochal ad shemegi l'gid. So then, so if you don't have shisha, but you have a nitzla. So then the bli is not the same. If it's bishul, the bli is mispashit to the whole chaticha. If there's no shishim. So, but when it's nitzla, it's not. So you just have to take kolef v'ochel klom achotich elyon v'ochel ad shemegi l'gid. So then you just take off you peel off a peel. Tosa says, "I'm begin So in other words, so you'll take off a part of the meat that's near the gid. And that'll be treif, so to speak, but it's not going to penetrate the whole way. Was if it's bishul, it penetrates the whole way, and if there's no shishim, everything gets us. But tzli is kedei netila, right? Like a etzba. Whereas literally means that you have to peel it off until you get to the gid, because meaning all the bosser became treif. But he says no, it doesn't mean that. Lav davka shegid gid mamish. So tzarech sheyaniach kedei kli b'somach l'gid v'afilu kedei netiv tzarech sheyaniach. So in other words, it's not going to be the whole. Kedomer perak kitzol dotam b'rotzol charzom yitol as makomov lo sagi b'chlibo. So in other words, as you get towards the gid, you're gonna. It's gonna be in other words, you can't eat. You can peel off part of it and eat that. That's kosher. But the part that's closer to the gid is gonna be traced by the gid, but not the whole thing. But at least the tila's worth, a finger's worth.
Is that it's true, or is that it's a chumrah?
That's true.
No, it's treif. It's treif. The gid is right, because if you hold yesh begidim no satam, then the tam of the gid goes into the part of the meat that's samach l'gid, and it's gonna aser that part. So if you peel off the part that's further away, you could eat that part.
That we don't say. We mentioned very before that the rabba holds henna and b'shari sirim. So how come we don't say the whole thing from the tray? Why is only the peel? Both these should be from tray.
No, because it doesn't have the ability to mispashate to the whole piece.
Basically reviewing the outer peel as a separate
chatito? Yeah, in other words, it only goes to a certain amount. Past that, it doesn't penetrate. So that part is kosher.
Even if we said chanan mishari
surim. Right, because when we say chanan mishari surim, we saw that it's mispashe to the whole thing. But l'maisa, it's really not, the whole thing is just tam mixed with the other piece of the basar, so we view it kind of the whole thing. But if it wasn't in the zone, if it didn't go to that part because it's not bishul is pashut the whole thing.
But we said really there's a difference between kanan and no santam.
Yes.
But if it was
yeah, but if it doesn't get to that part, then that's a separate zone.
But if it does get to that part, then it's already no santam. So then
you don't need to.
Sorry.
No, because who says? Yeah, but when you're going to cook it with another piece, why do you have to mevatel the whole piece? You should only have to mevatel the bliya. So that's the din of kana. Okay, but then there's another halacha. Amishul, yeah. Yiri v'amar of kana. But if you have a gedi that has fat, that you roasted the gedi with the fat, then you can't eat the whole thing. All the fat, even past the finger's worth.
Shiny
chaylev de mefapeya. Because tzli, when it's a dovrach fatty, it's mefapeya, meaning it spreads just like bishul.
Well done.
Right. So that's the yisod. By tzli, the bliya is only the fingers worth. But if it's a dover, that's what? That's fatty. Then even by tzli, it's mefapeya bekulo. And we should see that in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, take a look, my dear friend, page 16. Amedva Mamur Shaynatsli Osa Sifhei, Kufhei Hei. Amedva Mamur Shaynatsli Osa El Kadei, the Tila Bierach in Gido, Kayotibod Bavar Kochosh. It's not something that's not there. Shem Kochlof Afeh Machol Chaticha. So if it's something that's fat, that's then it's going to be. So the Ramo has a famous statement in the Ramo on page 17. So he says. So we're not so bucky what's called shamin and what's not. Unless it's mamish. So it says chol, so then it's going to spread the whole way and then you're going to need shish. You see, when it's not a fat, if anything, it just spreads k'teva tila, and then even though there's no shishim, because the next part is not going to be affected. From a vushal b'lota of offer dino k'tzlim chol over v'yeshomim be'in anu b'kiyim ezes mikri kachos or shomim v'yesh lesser b'chol inyan at the ika shishim. I feel ika shishim tzarek natilas mokum, and even when the shishim, you still have to take a little bit off. Kachinoch v'dachli iser chelav oshar iser. It's not something that's not fatty at all. You know,
matzah.
So then it's only going to go, it's only going to penetrate through the tzli a finger's worth and not more. And then anything after that is totally mutter. You can cut off and eat totally mutter.
So which case is named
the
Tila, or which case?
So the Natila is by the Tzli. By the Tzli needs Natila. And if it's a Davar Shamein, it's the whole thing.
What is
Tila? Tila, we said by Tatar. Yeah. Because we said that even though it's a tagovar, but it's still at the baker lebola, it takes a little time for it to cool off, and therefore it'll be bole a klipa's worth. Okay, so that's like Yesod in Judaism. Okay, now there's a very lumdish akuda here. Okay. This is a very lumdish nakuda. This is the story. So there's Yisod in Yiddishkeit. And this is, you have to know this Yisod. Ein habalua yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotif. Say, for example, you have a potato, right? And it was cooked, say, with a treif meatball, but there wasn't shisha. So now this potato has a baliya of isser. Okay, again, have a potato, and you have a potato, and there is a meatball. Potato, there's a meatball. Right? So, and there's no shishim in the potato, can I get the meat? So now the meat, well, the potato is what? Is treif. Now,
it's flesh.
It's flesh. Well, if it was treif, if the meatball was treif, then it's treif.
Okay.
Now, say you take that potato and you roast it with something else.
Another potato.
With carrots, I don't know. So there was no liquid. So tzli works if the thing itself, if a treif piece of meat, and you tzola it with something else, it's going to give its time. And if there's a dover shamein, it's going to give it the kulo. If it's kachush, not, and if it's something that we're not sure, we're going to be machmir, right? But if the reason that it's treif is not like the potato, it's not because it's treif, it's there's a baliya inside, then we say, ein habalua yotze mechaticha l'chaticha b'lo rotif. That a baliya will come out from the potato to affect something else if there's no rotif. So it's only tzli. And now you're taking a potato that is a blia of treif meat inside, and now you're sola it with something else. You sola it with something else. That something else is what is going to remain kosher. Oh, because ein habalua, what say yotze?
Okay,
bechatich lechatich b'lorod. There's no rotif here. 1 second, my dear friend. 1 second. So if you took that potato and you roasted it with, another potato, or you roasted it with carrots, something like that. There was no rotev. So the tam will not be extricated from the bliya in the potato because there's no rotev. If you would cook it, then the cooking would cause the tam of the treif meat that's in the potato to come out and affect the next piece of food. And if there's no shishim, obviously it would ask it. But this is yisod. Ein habalua yotze. Bechaticha lechaticha belo rotif. Harav Moshe Rosenzweig, vasok there.
Yeah, so the whole idea of a chiluk between mishal and tzli is that tzli is a dry scraggy.
Correct.
We assume that the meatball, which is dry, with below rotev, can give a thumb to the potato, the original piece.
Because there, it's not a belia.
What do you mean it's not a belia? It's giving thumb. It's not giving thumb.
Belia means
time,
when
we said last time you need two things. You need to get the davar ha'aser out of the original item, and you need to get it into the
belief. We mean when you have a potato, and that something is, and then a tam meat is in the potato, then it has to extricate it. But if the whole thing is just a potato, and just a meatball, which is treif itself, then it's not something is extricated from something else, because the whole thing is the davar ha'aser. It can be poiled. It's probably at its own time, but a potato that has a belia, for it to be poilate that,
it can only, it knows it's a navi, and it can say, I'm only giving off time potato, or I'm not giving off time people.
No, because the word is, it's harder to, if you have your own time, you're a potato, and you have time buster in it, to take those two different things and it's more embedded when it's something else. When it's its own thing, it's just a meatball. The whole thing is a meatball. It's just polling itself. That's easier.
But the potato is not polling whatever's on the outside, which is the tom. The tom is only going to take the kilo of the potato.
In other words, but it's not going to be polling the...
The tom was in the original roasting case only went in to get a kilo. So whatever's at the edge of being polling, it's giving of itself what's on. Closest to the edge,
right? But whatever it
comes, people said it's residing solely on the edge, not in the middle. So
alpha PK, or okay, maybe I can give you a better example. Say it was mavushal originally. I should give you a better example. Say it was cooked with a potato was cooked with a meatball.
Mm-hmm.
So then it goes in totally. Into the meat, into the potato.
Yes.
Now I take that potato and I roast it with something else,
mm-hmm.
without any rotif.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be acid. It's not going to acid the next piece.
He said the potato only gives out itself, not
the potato. Right. If there's no rotif. That's the biggest you saw in Yiddishkeit. Okay. Now, so this is the big lamdasha question. So say you have basar b'chalav. You have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and there was no shishu. Yeah, so basar b'chalav. Then you take that piece of meat and you roast it with another piece of meat. Will that piece of meat be aser?
Yes. Because I think you said earlier, I give the chatika nas in the vela, when you have basar b'chalav. It's not that one thing is going to tell you are in something else. It's that you have now a mixture of two things. It's not that there's a davar ha'aser that went into a davar ha'aser, and now you need to get that davar ha'aser out. It's that the whole thing itself becomes one aser mixture.
Yeah,
it takes out like a new identity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's
in this case.
So the question, right? The question is like this: how do we view the basar b'chalav? If we view it as there's a bliya of milk, so if that's how we view it, then it can't come out, right? Because it's below rotive. If we view it, but now it's the whole thing is considered what? It's not nisa balua. It's a nisa atzmo. So then what? Then, so that it's not, it's maflit something else. It's in itself is treif. So that's the question of how you view basa b'cholov. So Eli, Rav Eli Goldberg Shlita, says that to him, he remembers we say Hanan b'basa b'cholov. So then the whole thing of basa b'cholov, once it's contaminated with the milk, so now the whole thing is an isur machmas atzmo, and then, in other words, it is a, you know, in metzias a bliya, but the bliya made it, or do we say no? So in other words, because the maisa, what's going to be here? In the second piece of milk, the second piece of milk, in the second piece of meat, right? There's not going to be one iota of milk in the second piece of meat, because it can't come out. But will it still be basa b'cholov? That Rav Shechta says over, I mean, maybe that's the way Rav Soloveitchik formulated, called Efshar Lahafrido. So there's a concept of Efshar Lasochto and there's a concept of Efshar Lahafrido. Efshar Lasochto means when you have Kablia and then you cook it with something else, so do we assume that the Blia comes out or not? That's the question of Efshar Lasochto. Samech vav ches tes vav. Schita. But and we'll get to it when we do basa b'cholov. But efshar lafrido means that you have a piece of meat that totally has no one iota of milk in it. Right? Doesn't have one iota of milk. And according to Eli Goldberg Shlita, it's basa b'cholov. That's Eli Goldberg Shlita. He just said it. Well, do we say no? Do we say not like Eli Goldberg? And we say, no, if you don't have any milk, how can you have basa b'cholov without one iota of milk? Because the second chaticha is not going to have any milk in it. Because again, you cooked the first chaticha with milk. So there's basa b'cholov there. And then you took that chaticha and you roasted it with another chaticha. So this, at first glance, is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Tur. So let us see what that is. So let's look in the Rashba and let's look in the Tur. Page 6.
Maybe. This might have been what Moshe Rosenzweig was asking, but I think I'm not understanding. If I dry roast something, so liquid still comes out, and that liquid is going to have taste to it. So why do we assume that that taste is not going to have the taste of the basa b'cholov?
Well, let's do
it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Meaning when you dry roast something, when you cook something, there's always liquid that comes out, right?
So you have to realize one thing. Okay, so that's what the Yad Yehuda says. That there's always liquid. But when we talk about rotev, you mean a lot of rotev. If it's just the rotev of its own being, there's always little juices that doesn't count. Below rotev means below harbe rotev.
So just as an example.
That's what I believe in the Yad Yehuda.
But just a thought on that. So when you want to like brown meat, when you take a chopped meat to make whatever, so they always say, if you're going to make also onions, so what you should do is you should first do the meat. So that way, all the juices that come out of the meat will then flavor the onions. So if that meat is basar b'cholov, Rebbe's saying that when I fry the onions afterwards in that meat juice, that it's not really basar b'cholov because there was no rotif and therefore the chalav didn't
come out.
But
to go out from one chaticha to another chaticha, you need rotif. So when you have piece of basar b'cholof that was cooked with milk, and then you take it and you put it in with another thing, the milk is not going to come out because it can't come out without rotas.
And so the rotas just said the milk is not going to come out.
Right. That's the halacha. Ein chaticha yotzei, ein habliya yotzei b'chaticha chaticha below rotas. So if you look in the Torah Habayis HaKotzer, page 6, look what he says. Chaticha shenesra machmasav kiblo tam imochum acher. Ein oseres chavert, chavrosecha. Right? It's not going to ask. So like the case of the potato that were cooked with a piece of meat and now it's roasted with another potato. Aval picho nogas mem shteim chamos, fiul nitzlu shteim ke'echa v'noga zubzu, shosh shein al gamei eish, shahadover habalua, ein yotze b'chaticha l'chaticha el al yidei rotus. Shimata omer kein ein l'cha isu klipa shaklipa oseres klipa smuchol hovachem v'olom. Because whenever you have a klipa, so that should ask the next klip and the next klip. So the answer is no, because there's no rotate from one klipa to the other. Fafiu netza chaticha heter shmeinu v'shumah shabah mefapea v'sheira shumah shel heter moli chimoas eiser v'mochem sheiser yochol v'hala. The medvam umurim shabala page 7 yisur sheinu mefapea v'mblias min advar mefapim. If it's a dover hamefapea that's balua, that's a different story. You really should also chaverta. Maybe it's libein. Right. Now, then he says, "Dvarim elu shamarnu," where the arrow is, "afilu bebasu becholof." Shacholof ein papei afilu asoka chaticha devela. Even by basu becholof, against you. Irrational. We'll see. We're not finished yet. So that's what the Rashba says. It's mutter. So now let's look at the Torah. Page 11. Hada chatichas iser oseres chaverta b'negiyos adavka she'isur machmas atzma. When does it aser with sli? It's machmas atzma. The vela, right? So the vela is going to aser because it's not pulling anything. In itself is the vela. And what's another example? Obasa b'chalov. So that's you, Ellie. Because Basar b'chalov also machmas atzma, and it asers the next piece. So the tour seems to be like you. Tour. I told you I have a friend who wrote a doctorate on the tour. You know, I told you about my friend, Rabbi Dr. Yehuda Galinsky. And who's his father? Who is his father?
Avram Levitt.
Avram Levitt is probably his cousin. No, come on, you got to know this. Who is Rabbi Yehuda Galinsky's father?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the Maggid. Yeah, no. But you... No, you can't say that. No.
Is it Rav Yaakov Galinsky?
No. The answer is no.
Oh.
Come on. You got to know this. No, what's the answer? Rabbi Mala Galinsky? Who's that? Who? Lil Masoria. If you went to Yeshiva Shalavim, you have to know this. He was the heart and soul of Yeshiva Shalavim. Galinsky.
Malka Zimitan?
Mala.
It's a girl?
No, no, a man. From, you look at Shalavim, the history of Yeshiva Shalavim, Rabbi Galinsky from Shalavim. He was the one of the main people who started the whole idea of going to Israel for the year for Americans. So you got to know that.
We mentioned this before. I'm like this thing.
Okay, so he wrote a PhD on the tour. So he says that it's considered Isumach Mazatzma. Okay, now, how do we pass him to Shulchan Aruch? Let's see the Mechaber first, page 15. Okay, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, Siv Zayin, page 17. Had the Chatichas Yisro Seres Chaverta Minigiyas Adavka Kshi Yisura Machmas Asma Gon Nevela O Mosa Mechalov. Gon
Nevela
O Mosa Mechalov. Right, like the Torah. So Eliyahu Goldberg, ooh, you're like in Shulchan Aruch.
Spitz.
One second. Right now, we see we only pass it like the Rashba if Eliyahu Goldberg's not Cholik on the Rashba. If Eliyahu Goldberg's Cholik on the Rashba, then maybe it's different. About Eimer Isser El Machabolam, look at in Oseres. Well, so comes the Taz. And we're going to say a different shot. And then there's a question of Eliyahu Goldberg. So let's see the Taz. So the Taz. Hatam zeh d'davka machal sheish lo maliflo bigufo. As a blia ina holechas below rote. Okay, now that's not what I wanted to show you. One second. So it seems that there. Page 17. Okay. Says the Taz, follow of Hiksha, Rashal, Perik, you know, Noshism. Right? Shouldn't we pass it like, in other words, so how does it work? Like the Rashba. Don't we pass it like the Rashba? So, in other words, again, the Rashba is Makel. The tour is Machmer. And Shulchan Aruch says, like the tour, so it's Mashba L'chumra, but how can it be? There's no time going in. So he wants to say a different shot in the tour.
Cheese and meat together.
Right, so one second. Because basar b'cholov doesn't mean what you think it means. That there was a blia of basar and cholov. Basar cham, if you had hot meat, shenoga begvina, that touched cheese. Shezachos of isur machmas atzmo perish. Shabasu yosur machmas zeh. Here we're talking about assuring the, in other words, when making basam b'cholov through a piece of hot meat and cheese, so now it's not balua. So that's what he's talking about. When he says basam b'cholov, he doesn't mean the case of basam b'cholov, because we're talking about the original creation of the basam b'cholov when the basa is affecting the cheese, or vice versa.
But still, you know, one has a balua, the other, no. The
no, but we're not talking about how it affects now another piece. We're talking about
the creation
of the basa b'cholov through a piece through of meat through roasting.
That's how he reads
the Torah. Yeah.
And a lot
of that. Yeah. So when he says ad chatichas asar chaver davkish yusuf machmasach with the nevela or basa b'cholov, it doesn't mean
the veil is something else or basa b'cholov is something else.
The basa is the veil to something else. But basa means basa to the thing. And the veil, and that's how he's. So according to the Taz, the Taz shakes everything up. Now. But we have to look in one other thing, and that is when the Rabbeinu Baruch. Well, we have to look at the Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer Truma. So there's a famous Gemara. We didn't do that. We'll do Masim Cholov. Now, what is it talking about? If you have a Cholov pot, it's full of Cholov with this rotev. Remember, Rebbe, it's a Schwab's cholent. Ate twice by Rav Schwab, Zatzal. So his wife made a real liquidy cholent. He used to Shavuos every year by Rebbe Tzgeli, Rav Geli Zatzal. And the Rebbe says she should live and be well. So what does the Gemara say? Say you have a cholent that has a piece of meat and sticking out above the wort, the liquid, and a piece of milk, tipas chalav falls on it, and there's no shish. So it's going to aser. So the question is, so now that piece of got aser. Now the question is, will it now aser the rest? Will it now aser the rest of the... So the Gemara says, if you're gonna stir it, then it'll be it'll affect the rest. So the question is because it'll affect the rest because now it's a part of the liquid. But the question is, why do you need it? But if you hold, so he says like this. So he says, you know why? Lama nesru shar chaticha she'es la'alma ein b'liya holechs mechaticha chaticha es ha'fil shneim chamos roskos chen b'yovish ein zes oseres chaver tafel pish ilu hois ha'rishon in v'el gemura oseres osa she'es la'alma So he says, you see from here that by the fact that it's only going to ask the rest of the pot if it becomes part of the rotif. But if it's not, if it's sticking out, it's not part of the rotif, so this chaticha is asa, but if it's not part of the rotif, so it's just touching another piece, that's not going to asa, because just like the that's just, so don't you see beferish from the Gemara, that's the Rabbi Baruch says, don't you see beferish from the Gemara, that, like which way? Like the Rashba that it's mutter, because right. So the Shach says no. It says the only reason why the Gemara said that The only reason why the Gemara said that, that you have to be near Makisa, and it's not enough, because he's a Shach calls really like Eli Goldberg. Shach and Eli Goldberg got together on this one. So why is it by the Abba it's against the Gemara? You can have the Shach and Eli Goldberg, but they still can't go against the Gemara. So the answer, so the Shach says in that piece there, that was only the Havamina when the Gemara didn't know the concept of Hanan, the Havamina. But once the Gemara knew the concept of Hanan, then it's like the Eli Goldberg says, then you don't need it to be. So he holds, so the Shach is like Eli Goldberg, and the Taz. So that's right. Right, you can have Basar B'chol without and the Taz.
That's also
the Taz. The Taz says right.
The Taz says that
it won't. No, the Taz says it won't. Right, everyone agrees to the Rashba that it's going to be what? That it's going to be Mutter. And the Shach says, also. Rav Shach likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik that he used to like to say that Evshur Afrido is Mutter. But really, there's a whole big machokas. It's a Shach and a Tur, and then how you learn the Tur, you know.
It was against the Shach.
Yeah. And again, it's telling over.
More importantly, for our
resistance. Okay. Okay, so that's big stuff we said. Now there's more to say. So now there's a famous Hagos Shari Dura. He talks about the Shach. Yeah. Okay.
He talks about the Shach.
The Shach brings him.
Oh, he talks about the Shach.
No, he doesn't talk about the Shach. I didn't mean it that way. So he says, okay, I feel you can be chatichlach tam guf habosa, I feel okay, yasser. So he says that it's asser. Even though the milk is not going to go there, it's going to be asser, like Eli Goldberg said. He says, v'yira l'tarek, tzas, divadim basim cholov. So the question is, how can it be? How could you have basim cholov without cholov, right? So he says, okay. Yeah, right, that's the question. Is after la freedom mutter or asser? That's the tour. Yeah. So he says, "You're at the Taretz Kassas." The Vadim of Basim Chol calls one to Mu'urav. You see, Mikrim Shorsha V'Gufo Shalus. In other words, once there's Basim and Cholov together in the Chaticha, that it's us. A few have Basim below Cholov. So even if you would eat a part of the meat that say technically didn't have any milk in it, it would still be because it's part of the whole Chaticha. We'll kill the hakara. So you have shatness, right? And you have one blanket of shatness. And part of it, there's a stitch of one blanket, say, of a wool blanket. And then there's a stitch in the wool blanket of linen, but it's off to the side. And you're only covering yourself up with the, say, that part is on the side of the bed. But the part that's covering your body is the part that's only wool. There's no, those are kile shatnes. There's nothing. Kile begotten. She was man, she chur ha pishta, b'ur b'tal, she semer, osur, this kasus b'chol ha-talus. I feel also tzad, she ain't a chur pishta b'o. In other words, it's a big blanket. You still can't cover yourself up with the part that's only have wool, since it's part of one blanket, and part of it has the shatnas. But if you would cut it off,
so the
So he's saying that it would be okay, right? That it would be, yeah. But he quotes it, and then in that big shock. One second. Because they talk about, in other words, we say in Chatich Arui L'Skabed, we say that that's called Machmas Atzma, right? That's where Eli Goldberg.
Right.
So the question is this thing the same or not? So that was the Hadros Shari Dura, when he says, So the question is, well, what's the din by basav chalav? So that's what the Hagav Shari Dura is talking about. Maschin is a basav shenes a chalav chashiv shor shor shorisa. So for those halachas mashmid that it's awesome, but he thinks that it's really mutter. He's saying he thinks he's working with because he compares it to the shot in this case. No, but once you cut it off, if you but say you would cut off that part of the blanket, then you could, then it's good. So the same thing when you roast it, that's like it was cut off.
But the shot thing that should be awesome.
Yeah, so he's going to disagree. He's going to disagree.
Sorry, viewers said that's like
right. Well, he was right. Okay, now there is an exception to the rule. Take a look at page 21 at Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. In Mardogim She'olu Bakara. Say you have meat. Fleishik plate, and you have hot fish, right? There's no rotif. It's a hot plate. It was on the fire, or whatever. And now you have to, and it's fleishik benyom. And then you put fish on it. So then, what's the din? So the fleishik goes into the what? Into the fish. But it's a tam sheni.
Right.
That's called not bar not. It went from the... Meat. 2 hours ago, you had hot meat in this plate. It was cooked with hot meat, whatever. So it was fleishik. Now it's a clean plate. And now you're putting fish in it. Without any rotif. Roasting it all on that plate, whatever. So now the tam went there, but it's a tam sheni, so you're allowed to eat that fish with milk because it's not bar not the heter. But the question is, but what about ein habalu yotzei lechaticha lechaticha below rotev? How did the balua from the kli go into the piece of fish? So you see from here. Says the it's a machlokas whether it's usra or mutter to eat with the milk, but everyone agrees that the fish got a tam flesh. Right. Now the question is, are you allowed to take that fish and have it with, well, with the milk? One second. But how did it get the tam flesh? What about the Yisod and Yiddishkeit? That's the case. Because if it wasn't heat, it wasn't fish, right? It was olu. Olu means olu, but not in the spashu.
But then maybe just
could get
the
book
or get
the tefillah.
If the whole fish gets the tefillah,
but how could it get anything? Why?
What do you think
you're going to tefillah? Ain't a balua yotzei mechaticha belarotei, my dear friend.
Exactly. So when you
have a beard, you can stroke your beard.
Tzliya is
by definition.
That's why
you have a sphere beard. You know what the what's his name? The Agra de Pirka, the Bnei Yisachar says, if you have difficulty in learning and you need siyata d'shmaya to get the pshat, so the beard is the yukim will be the sarachim. So you stroke the beard a little bit, and that gets you.
So I told my wife, she wants to be sure. Anyways, tzliya by definition is below rotei, right?
Yeah.
And we assume there's nothing that's not right, tzliya. So what's the big question? Also, buy a plate. There's no rotei. Oh, they're fine, but there could be a kedei tilo. An antilo will be basket. Well, then we have
to. So let's see what he says. Page 22. Dagim shalu b'kara mitam not bar nati. Lo hitim mitam deinis and nivla b'kara holich b'dagim below rotif. Shmamin adolam bein hachi. Adolam b'chatich shayivu liflo. He says you don't say it. You only say it by a food. By a food, one tam is embedded in the other tam. The tam of the basar is embedded in the potato when it was cooked together. So now to get it out, it's much harder. So you need rotif. But if it's embedded in a kli, so kli doesn't have its own tam. Right, so when there's a tam and a kli, that's what? This is the hagos sharidur. Yeah. So he says in big yisov in Yiddishkeit. That even though in a chatich yotze from the rotev, but from a, I remember Rabbi Tendler once said, you have to know the klalim, and he gave this as an example. From chaticha to chaticha, you know, rotev, but from a kli to chaticha, he was giving klalim. He says, you have to know the klalim if you're in there. And he was giving this as an example. From kli to onchel, you don't need rotev, but from ochel to ochel, you do need rotev. Okay, but so that's now. What about Beis Kederes Hanogos Zubazu? Look in the Mordechai, page 27. Kolchke Shteik Kederes Osu Eish Tachas Achas Al Cholav Achas Al Basa. Ein Roschus Ein Nivla Bizubazu. So you have a fleshich pot and a milk pot touching each other. So it's no problem because the fleshic pot is not going to answer the milk pot. Milk pot is not going to answer the fleshic pot. Why? Because it's no rotev. So ena balu yotzi b'chaticha l'chaticha below rotev. But that's from a kli to a kli. If it's a, like Rabbi Tendla said, from chaticha to chaticha you need rotev. From kli to chaticha no rotev. And from one kli to another kli you also need rotev. One second, my dear friend, we're talking from the altar, from the Zeta. We're saying the clone.
Yes.
One second. Rabbi Tamla said another cloud. When you go to the mikvah, you have to come out as many times as you go in. That was another cloud. He was just joking.
The joke, don't drown in the mikvah.
Right. Rabbi Tendler had a very good sense of humor.
On page 20.
One second, my dear friends. But the big yisur, okay. So that's why we have grates. Pashas, you don't need separate grates for milk and flavor, right? Your parents don't have separate grates for milk and flavor. They do. But most don't. The Goldbergs are very, very machter.
We just have two things.
So this is the...
On page 20, the shop says...
Yeah, okay, 1 second. So that's the... And that's brought down in the Ramah. That you don't need... And the Chavos Da'as... So this is this Chavos Da'as, page 25. He says, isn't there always rotev? Like Daniel Albert said, it's always rotev because when you have its tzli, it produces its own moisture. But that's not enough rotev. The zelo mikri rotev lohotzi habalua bidofa ladofa. Ryan, the habit tzli kamrina, deina balu yotzi mechatich lechatich lo rotev. Afen shebavadehem lachim. When you roast something, there's always going to be moisture, like Daniel Albert said, but that's not enough. Vada is elo mikri rotev. That's not meaning it's not sufficient rotev to. So that's why a countertop, you know, people count the countertops. What were they worried about? You understand? Was it, because what it's from chaticha to chaticha. Say the counter. The only problem is if there would be a piece of food that fell on the countertop when within Ben Yomo from something, it's very, well, the thing is like Rav Harford is there on Pesach, it could be a problem because on Pesach, and those at Tamavgam, Ashkenazim is also, so that if a piece of Pesach food fell on the counter and then it comes out, because it could come from Kli to Ochel, and then, but it's an Osa Tam of Gam, so that's why we cover it up.
Okay.
But normally, you know, the whole concept of, you know, that we catch her, okay, we catch her, you know, Chumra, we catch her, you know, but what could really go wrong?
What if I cut vegetables or onions straight up?
If you cut a vegetable on the countertop, so what's going to be? If it's a Dover Chorif, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, but who cuts a vegetable?
Like you have a granite countertop, you have granite chefs.
Yeah. Okay, but patches is that you don't need separate things because the grates are clean, and it's not going to be. So if you have a fleischer clear or milk clear, and you put it on the same grates, big deal. Because it's Eina Balu Yotim Chaticha or Chaticha below Rotev. But he says, the question is that the Ramah says on page 29, Chatchil Yesh Nizar B'Chosa. So that we'll have to see in a future packet. What's the idea of Mechatchila Tzarech Mizar B'Chosa? Rav Moshe said Mechatchila Tzarech, that's what Rabbi Richard McCullough, Rabbi Noah Chai Zgulbam asked the Kasha of Rav Moshe, how could he say that you don't need to have a grace, but Rav Moshe says Mechatchila Tzarech Mizar B'Chosa. Because there is a Shita, and he says, you look in the Shari Dura, it seems to say that because there is a Shita that's Machna from and the Rambam is cautious for that. So Moshe said, no, it's only when you have two kalim next to each other, we're afraid there's going to be spillage. That's why he was mafkir.
Right, because that was the way we answered the Rambam.
Yeah, but the Pashup Shah is like, but if you look at the Rambam Shardir, it's mashma like Rabbi Olbam, but Moshe still felt it was okay. I mean, Olbam has asked Kashas and Moshe because if you look at the Ramosha, didn't have the always have the primary sources. Rav Moshe didn't have Sfarim. He had the secondary sources. He had the Shulchan Aruch is a secondary source. It's quoting all the. But Rav Moshe is still Rav Moshe. He could still say it. Because he's Rav Moshe.
He's
okay.
On page 20, the Shav Mikvah says that if it's Kli Ba'Ochel, it's only Kli Kikos.
Yeah. Right. But it still has a Bliya. Kli Ba'Ochel.
Yeah.
Kli Rotev. Kolim.
Right, but the cloud is in the found of the Kli Ba'Ochel. Not even a Kli
Ba'Ochel. Right, right.
It's a very minimal.
Minimal belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His father was Rav Yehuda Dov Galinsky, died at a young age, and he took over his father's shtetl.
Yeah.
Konyan Paul.
Okay. Okay, so we got done a lot today. Bring you some of this. I want to finish up. Okay, Wednesday, we'll see what we can do Wednesday. We have two more packets. We'll see. Tuesday, I have a shiur lunch. The Thursday.
Rebbe, there's also two supplementals. Do you have a supplement 30 and supplement 32?
Right, we have supplementals. She's right, supplementals. Yeah, okay, I'm willing. And you're right. So, okay, so we might need a couple.
Are you
going to
go stay?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to Israel on June 23rd.
Okay, so you're going to Haskell on June
27th.
Okay, so, okay, and you're going to Passaic. He's going to Passaic on June. He's also going to Israel 23rd. Okay, well, here we're
going.
Maybe
I'm going to Brazil the second week of
Brazil,
June.
Brazil. When are you going to Brazil?
Second week of June.
Okay, so you'll listen online.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was going to go through July.
Okay, I'm willing. I haven't filmed my regular share who sits in from Germany every day.
Okay, so I just want to be on Zoom.
We're in Germany. As long as I have one person in the room. I don't go there.
If someone goes there, the sun doesn't set.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I don't know what to go there, man. Why would you go there?
Don't.
No. No Iceland?
Go to normal places.
How does this one work there? Okay, but how does this one work there?
Yeah.
Meaning, if the sun never sets, is it ever Shabbos?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Ramosai, so we're good? Packet 30? Yeah, they're good at this.
I'm just saying,
okay.
They
okay.
Say don't come.
Okay, and so we should have a Bechina went next week sometime. We'll see.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, I want to. See, I would give during lunch, like you suggested, but I have Tuesday, we have the shiur lunch, and Thursday, I have a bar mitzvah.
If we next week,
mm-hmm.
If we do the bechina, and then shiur lunch.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
Do that.
Let's see
what type of
shiur
lunch we can
get.
Yeah, now we
have
more time. We could get ready to place.
For sure.
I think Uppercut delivers.
Burgers and grill.
Uppercut? No, isn't that the steakhouse and the finances district?
Okay, have a good day, Rebecca.
Reserve cut, yeah.